Senator Elizabeth Warren announced her candidacy over the weekend. She did it during my show on Saturday, and I was just watching with the volume down, and I almost concluded that she was actually going to talk until 2020, not run in 2020.
Yeah.
She just went on and on and on and on and on. The crowd, the field's getting very crowded. Senator Klobuchar, Amy Klobuchar, the woman in Minnesota who I voted for once upon a time, announced in a virtual snow squall that she's also going to run for president.
I was driving home in that snowstorm from Iowa yesterday waiting for her announcement, and she kept that crowd waiting, I think, almost an hour beyond what they were supposed to.
Oh, in Minnesota? Amy Klobuchar did that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Friends
of mine
were there.
That's no way to get donations.
Well, the president said the optics were bad anyway, because there she was extolling the, you know, planks of her platform, which included we got to stop global warming, and she did so in a blizzard, and it just looked kind of funny.
Well, that's funny, because I think they were perfect for her.
And you better believe that I know it was a very beautiful Minnesota scene. If you wondered who's that one running, it was the lady in the snowstorm who stood there, if that's what you mean. But the president, of course, would mock global warming that way and took that opportunity. But as I was just watching what was trending over the weekend, here's the other thing that popped up. It said, you know, news that's happening right now. And then there was political news and government news and a lot of entertainment news over the weekend. And then there was this. Senator Amy Klobuchar accused of abusive behavior towards staff. She has the highest turnover on her staff of almost any member in Congress. And they say it's because she's just a terrible person. Who knew? Jordana Green is a friend of mine. She does a talk show at WCCO Radio in Minneapolis. She and I used to work together up there. Hi, Jordana.
Hi, John.
That's the way I'm reading that. Actually, I don't know. What is the read on Amy Klobuchar, the senator who's now running for president up there?
Well, when we heard about this last week, everybody sort of rallied. You know, Amy is beloved in Minnesota. In fact, she's one of the few politicians that people think of as bipartisan, because she's famous for creating bills over her hot dish, you know, when she's in the Senate, and reaching across the aisle. So when the story came out here, there were two schools of thought. Some people were thinking, oh, that's not true. You know, many constituents who voted for her. Then there were people that know the dirty little secret that, yes, Amy is hard on her staff, and she does have a high turnover, and she can be challenging to work for. But you know what, John? So can you, mister, and other powerful people. So whatever was said about Amy in the media, it's probably true, and that's everybody's dirty little secret, but she's not getting as much flack for it here in Minnesota, because people here are big fans of Amy Klobuchar.
Is it your view that if she were a guy, this wouldn't be a conversation?
10,000% if she were a dude, we would not be having this conversation. I said that on my radio show, because I know you quoted her having the highest turnover in the Senate. But in fact, that was the case, I believe, 3 years ago. There are two other senators that have a higher turnover, and they're both male. Granted, they're not running for president, but they are guys, and they have a higher turnover, and we haven't had this conversation. I understand she's under a microscope because she's running for president, but you never hear about this with men when it comes to turnover.
And you never heard this. And if the smart people knew about this, about Amy Klobuchar up there, they didn't know. It wasn't public knowledge. I was on the radio up there for 8 years, and I thought she was delightful and soft-spoken and
reached
across the aisle. And if everybody knew this, what the spin on it I'm hearing, and, you know, I don't know that she's got a shot at running for president or winning the Democratic nomination, but it's that she doesn't suffer fools well. So if you're not up to snuff, yeah, it's going to be hard for you to work there, because she's bright and she's not going to tolerate it.
And the people who are saying that about Senator Klobuchar, you want a tough leader. You want somebody who doesn't suffer fools. You want the best of the best. And if your upper echelon of management is not doing well, just like any CEO, they should get rid of them and they should move on. We would expect no less from our elected leaders to only have the best people working for you. So the fact that this is coming out, it's because she's a woman. That's my opinion.
So do you all think she has any chance when Tim Pawlenty ran from Minnesota? It didn't go well. Jesse Ventura was a national figure, but he was kind of a comic one. Does she have any chance of winning the nomination?
Well, you ask that of somebody who lives in Minnesota. So here, like I said, she is beloved, and we actually live in that snow globe, John. By the way, it's brutal here still. We're getting more snow tonight.
Wow.
So, yeah, everybody thinks that she does. We sort of got a harsh smackdown from national media saying, Amy, who? We understand that maybe people on the outside don't know. She doesn't have the name recognition. And we've even had some local professors here, like Dave Schultz, say locally that she does not play well on a national stage. People on the coast don't know who she is. Minnesota's still a flyover state, and she probably won't be taken seriously. And he also says she doesn't have, Dave Schultz I'm quoting now, doesn't have a specific, campaign nugget that she's running on. She's not yet the champion for healthcare. She's certainly not, she wasn't the champion for national immigration. So he says that might be a weakness of hers, that she's not known on the national stage for a specific platform.
One other, if you got one more minute to talk to me about the other congresswoman from Minnesota who is...
I don't go until 3.
I know. So you
remember.
You are busy right now. I know. But just talk to me about who's this other congresswoman who's all of a sudden getting attention from your state?
Ilhan Omar is a freshman Democratic representative. She is from the 5th District, which I actually live in Minnesota. And what we're learning today is that she has now publicly apologized after she faced backlash for tweets. The tweet today was, in my opinion, blatantly anti-Semitic. She accused another congressperson of taking kickbacks from AIPAC, the American Israel Policy Action Conference, to vote favorably against a BDS campaign. BDS is a boycott, divest, sanction movement. That's an anti-Semitic movement that calls on organizations to boycott anyone who does business in Israel. She told people in Minnesota that she was against BDS, but now she has come out and publicly been in favor of BDS. So she came out today after this backlash for alleging this on Twitter, said, quote, anti-Semitism is real, and I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes, Ms. Omar said. My intention is never to offend my constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole, who've always been willing to step back and think through criticism. Just as I expect people to hear me when others attack me for my identity, this is why I unequivocally apologize.
Well, it was
and
so
I,
nice.
For one, am glad she did it.
Yeah, it's so nice to see women, people of color, Muslims in the Congress. But I also think we're watching some of these people learn on the job. You know, Ocasio-Cortez is obviously a flashpoint for good and bad. And I think it would be best if we just didn't pay so much attention to some of these people and let them learn how to, because they have not been in that office for a month, these people.
And well, that's it. Representative Omar came here when she was 12 years old from Somalia. She came as a refugee. So she's, been in this country just a few decades, and this is her first elected office. So here she is now being a congressperson, first time, obviously, in the Congress. And as a Jewish American, I thought maybe this was just ignorance on her part. Maybe she wasn't stepping back in here, and she only knows what she's been told. She hasn't been around the block a few times to actually interact with AIPAC and some of the other Congress people and see how things work. So I'll blame ignorance, at least for now.
How much snow you got on the ground?
Oh, God, now I have to look out the window. We do such a good job of plowing it downtown, so it's pretty good. But, there's got to be at least 7 to 10 inches in my yard, John. It's brutal. Brutal.
Have a good show today, Jordana.
You're the best. It's so great to hear your voice, and you have many, many, many fans here. We all miss you dearly.
Come see me sometime.
I will, but be nice to Ellis, okay? She's a great producer. Be nice to her.
Well, that makes it sound like she told you that I'm difficult to work for, that I'm the Amy Klobuchar of WGN Radio. I hope that's not the case.
Doggone. We can start that rumor, by the way, and she did not say that. I asked if you were behaving and being nice, but please kiss Brenda for me. She's the one I like.
Bye, Jordana.
Bye, John.
If you're in Minnesota, listen to WCCO Radio. There's a lady up there in the afternoons named Jordana Green. She's that woman, and she's a friend of mine, despite what you just heard.